Everything?
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Glad to have you with us. We'll be here until midnight tonight. We got some folks on the line, but before we get there, you've got some scores you want to get to.
Well, let's give you the 6A scores that we have. We have all of them. Oak Grove defeated Gulfport 33-7. Ocean Springs beat Pearl 54-28. It was Warren Central in a mild, well, I don't know if it's a mild upset, but they beat D'Iberville 30-21.
That's a big upset.
Brandon over Harrison Central 39-13. South Haven over Clinton 14-10. Starkville beat Hernando 63-21. Madison Central over DeSoto Central 42-7. And Oxford defeated South Panola 35-28. We'll go over the brackets and more scores later on.
And the brackets will be on the website. And last week we had a lot of activity on the website and the app, and we appreciate that. Let's go to a very good friend of mine who has not called in a long time, Jamar Jackson out of Laurel. Where in the world have you been, my friend?
Hello?
Yes, we are here. Where you been?
Man, just trying to maintain. I've been kind of active with the coaching staff, just trying to help out. So on Friday nights, man, just trying to get back to Laurel and get things cleaned up, and just hadn't had an opportunity to to get a call in. You know, Coach Ernest is our AB, and I'm his assistant AB. So just trying to help him take a load off of him on Friday night so he can worry more about coaching.
Well, I'll tell you, you got one of the most historic places to play in the state between the bricks. And if you've not been to Laurel, I would suggest going and going. You still have that, like, that Hall of Fame room that you have in the end of the end zone?
We do, yeah, the memorabilia room. It's an excellent place. Actually, my graduating class of 1990, we had our reunion there this year, and it was just we had a great time just reminiscing.
Well, I tell you, every ball game I've done there, and it's been, as you know, I've done two or three over there. It's just a great atmosphere. But a lot of people didn't know about this Laurel team this year, Jamar. Tell us a little bit about them and what happened tonight.
Well, you know, to begin the year, we, you know, started out, we were ready to play Meridian, and we had to go virtual because of COVID. And so we missed the Meridian game, and we missed the Diablo game. And so then we got an opportunity to come back and play, and we was going to play, I think, Petal or Florence. I can't remember, one of the two, and maybe Petal, and we kind of we went virtual again, and we ended up playing a team out of Alabama, minor, a high school. We were supposed to open up district play against Florence, and so we played them, and then we just went to Brookhaven that next week. Brookhaven beat us. We just had a bad night, won a couple of ball games, and we lost to West. Then we really got down to a playoff situation three games out. We had to beat Wayne. We had to beat, you know, Hattiesburg in order to get in. And so we kind of made it happen, and we just went from there. So, you know, last week was the LeBron Jug Game, right, 100 edition, and it was, when I tell you, one of the most electric atmospheres I've ever been a part of. I've been a part of, you know, I played in four of those Jug Games.
Yep.
And been an administrator or, you know, teacher, coach in about 25 of them. So about 30 of them I've been a part of.
Wow.
And but I tell you what, the other night was one fantastic night, you know, and it didn't hurt that we won the ball game. And so the win lose side of it, Laurel has 50 wins, Hattiesburg has 45 wins. And there have been five ties.
Wow. Wow, it's a great series. Very quickly, Jay Marcus, we got to run. We got a lot of people on. What was your score tonight?
Tonight we brought George County. We went as the number three seed. George County was number two. And so, you know, we kind of knew that we were, you know, not a typical three seed. So we went down. We had to travel down to George County. We ended up winning 59-20. I tell you, we got a young man by the name of Kyron Benjamin came in tonight at about 902 yards. He's well over 1,000. He had about 22 touchdowns. He had five more tonight. He had five against Hattiesburg last week. He's just really a phenomenal football player.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great program down there at Laurel. It's good to hear from you again, Jamar, and I'm sure we'll be talking as the season comes to an end. Congratulations on that big win tonight. And do give us a call next week and let us know what's going on.
We will do. We're headed out to So-So to take on Wes Jones. Woo. Don't have to pump a prime anybody for that when he's ready to play ball.
You got that right, Jamar. Thanks so much, my friend. We appreciate your call.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. Let's go to Kerry Metzler, who has been hanging on. And Kerry, the Maroon Tide did what they do.
Yeah, I think, you know, Mike gave you kind of a rundown of how the game went tonight. Mike did a good job with that. Ty did a good job tonight. Rushed for 409 yards. Our junior tailback, Dante Davell, 29 rushes. I think that's his high for the year. But he really hadn't rushed more than about 20, 23 a game, but he had 29 tonight and ran for 229 yards. Quick Chris Davis only ran it five times, but he scored three touchdowns on some nifty runs. He came in to give Dal a break. And then also our fullback tonight, over 100 yards, Darnell Smith. He's a little spark plug. Yeah, I can play football. He did a really good job for us, not blocking for Dowdell, blocking for Davis, and he had a run. It wasn't a touchdown, but a 67-yard run that set up a touchdown. And then Dawson Underwood, our senior quarterback, threw, I think it was a 24-yard touchdown pass to Noah Carter. But Tide played well tonight. Give credit to the Tide. They have, and I'll say this, they've kept a very even keel for most of this season. Coach Stogner has just done a phenomenal job in his second year with Maroon Tide, and he and his coaching staff have really had this team to play every week. You know, Tide goes to 11-1. Tough one next week. They're going to host Brookhaven.
Well, let me go back to one of those stats. Quick Chris had 5 carries, and 3 of them were touchdowns?
Yeah, but they were short. So Dowdell did, I don't mean it this way, but he'd get it down there. And then, you know, a couple times he made some long runs to get it inside the 5. I think Chris had 2 runs under 10 yards for touchdowns. He had another one about, oh, maybe, I don't have my stat sheet with me. It's in the trunk. Maybe about 15, 20 yards. So, but, you know, Quick Chris, sophomore, Dowdell, a junior, and they do a really good job. Dowdell actually, as a junior, got invited to the NBC Combine to be held next January, I think, at the All-American Bowl. But he's a really good football player. He's a guy who's learning to be a running back. Now, I know it sounds kind of crazy. He's a very strong kid, about 6 foot, maybe 6'1", about 220. Very good speed, breakaway speed for a guy that big. And he's done a really good job. Our offensive line, as I said every week, is just, you know, these guys are amazing. They're one of the smaller ones we've ever had. But, man, they have gelled, and they do a tremendous job each and every week from Maroon Tide.
Well, it sounds like a business as usual down in Picayune. I hope you'll be listening tomorrow and see if the Hines Eagles can pull it off.
Yeah, I watched that game last week, Rush. I did a good job covering that game. You know, man, what a great football game that was last week. And, of course, we saw them in the last week of the regular season in Poplarville, and they played Pearl River, and I was impressed with them that night, very impressed with their running back that night. Boy, he really did a good job for y'all. And best of luck to the Eagles tomorrow. You know, the two seeds are going to play for the state championship.
That's right. And Pittman, the guy you're talking about, the young man, played at Taylorsville last year on that state championship team. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's
go ahead.
He's indeed a good football player, that's for sure.
Thank you, my friend. We will talk to you next
week. Yeah. One quick thing. I got to correct Mike on one thing. He talked about the wing tee and the eye formation and all this other stuff. Todd, who does our color, he came up with a new formation tonight. They lined up in it. He didn't have a description. He called it the mountain line. I've never heard of the mountain line, but he called it the mountain line tonight. So, I'm gonna get a picture of the. I'm gonna get us some video and send it to you. So he calls the mountain lion.
I want to call the mountain lion.
It's not the wildcat. He said.
There is a difference between a wildcat.
It's not the wildcat. He said, "Wait, it's the." And he just blurted out, "It's the mountain lion." I said, "Okay, that's what it is." But anyway, that's the only thing Mike told you wrong. Mike had everything right except he didn't bring up the mountain lion.
All right, Perry. Thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you by tomorrow.
All right, bud. All right. All right, going to get Ray Coleman in here and get him going. Your season came to an end tonight, and I think kind of surprisingly.
Yeah, not the finish you'd hope for, man. I'm a Clinton Arrow fan. We had to sweep that region. Todd and I, my co-host on the broadcast, we had an opportunity there to run the table as we thought we were going to do, but. Man, you got to credit South Haven. Their defense stepped up in a major way, taking away the one thing we do well, our run game in between the tackles, and they just shut it down. They really did. Took away the main key to our offense, and because of it, we struggled, especially in the second half, with finding any kind of rhythm.
So is this a team that's losing a lot of starters?
1 minute to break.
Well, it just depends on how you look at it. The way I look at it is that they're losing some key starters. With a guy like TJ Alexander, who's a senior linebacker and really the heart and soul of that defense and that team, a great leader. But they are bringing some good pieces back. They're quarterback, running back, some receivers. So they have talent coming back, but it's hard to replace some of the guys that they're losing. But anytime you're led by a head coach and Jeb Boswell,
yep,
you know that you'll be able to reload. It's not so much a worry situation in that regard. You're just reloading and coming back for next year.
Man, Ray, thanks for making us a part of your Friday night. Every Friday night this year on Friday Night on the Lights, we're going to cut you loose or up against a break. But you're always welcome here, my friend. Appreciate you so much.
It's all good, man. Catch up with y'all next year.
All righty.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Coleman talking about the Clinton Harris. And we'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Fast Corporate Credit and Russ Robinson here along with George Broadstreet. And George, let's get to some scores. We got Philip Palmetry and Greg Flynn on the phone, but let's go over some of the scores that you've got.
All right. In the last segment, we gave you the 6A scores. We're going to go over the 5A scores now. West Point beat Ridgeland 40-7. It was Vicksburg winning over Cleveland Central 25-3. Neshoba Central beat Lake Cormorant 27-24. Lafayette defeated Holmes County Central 43-16. West Jones over Gaucher 31-28. Laurel beat George County 59-20. It was Picayune over Hattiesburg 35-13. And finally, Brookhaven defeated East Central 42-14. One more mention, the only game that was not completed tonight in the 2A playoff game between Pelahatchie and Philadelphia that was played at Pelahatchie. Pelahatchie was leading in the second half, and then apparently they had a power failure of some type.
Oh, man.
Transformer or something. So they're going to have to resume that game sometime tomorrow.
That's brutal.
Yeah, but I'm sure probably somebody like Brandon Shields later on in the evening will give you all the details, but that game was not finished and couldn't be finished tonight.
Oh my gosh, that means everybody's got to come back out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my.
For probably like a quarter and so.
So how are they going to know whether they paid to get in or not?
I don't know if anybody will care tomorrow.
So you get the game over with.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Philip Palmetry, who, gosh, Philip, I guess this will be your last report for this year, huh? Philip, you with us?
Hello there.
Hey there. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Just disappointed the Leak Rebel season came to an end tonight in an upset.
Well, it is an upset. I mean, I had them kind of penciled in the championship game. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we did, but it was a team in Capaya that was playing at the top of their game, and they executed the power running game better than Leak did. They rolled up about 500 yards against the Rebels tonight.
Woo! 500 yards?
Yeah, most and just about all of it on the ground. They got some big plays in both the first half, second half, and kind of put the Rebels back on their heels early third quarter, and the Rebels had to go to the air, which is not their preference, and had to press a little bit, but just never could catch back up, and they lose 33-21.
See, that was one that surprised me. Now, how many of these guys do you have, or in other words, how many are you going to lose off of this team for next year?
Yeah, going to lose a lot of the size on the offensive and defensive lines, and so got a good bit of the speed coming back, got the quarterback and some experience back at some of the skill positions, but Coach Brian Pickens, they're going to have to replace some of these guys up front that really plowed through a lot of MAIS opponents this year.
Well, I tell you, they had one of the best years that they've had, and it's really kind of surprising, you know. I look forward to be back next year, and that's what playoff football is all about. You know that, Philip. You've been around.
That's right. And when the clock hit zero, the first thought that went through my mind, Russ, is, all right, we got to get ready for basketball season. At least.
Well, remind me not to show up, all right? I don't do real well in that building.
Not a lot of people do.
That's
unless
right.
They've got Leak on their jerseys, yeah.
You got that right. Hey, Philip, we want to thank you for making us a part of your Friday night. And you know, Leak Academy, they're building over there. They've been known as a basketball school. I think now they're going to be known as both. We appreciate the call, Philip, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Hey, thanks. You've treated me real well this year. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Philip. Thanks so much. Let's go to Greg Flynn. And, Greg, I think you tried to warn me that this could be a long night for you, was it?
Well, hello, Russell.
Hello, Gregory. Those Pearl Pirates tonight had their work cut out for them.
Well, let me tell you something. Ocean Springs is a terrific football team, and they have got a quarterback that is for real, Brayson Hubbard. He is all that and everything else, and they really ran away with it in the second half over Pearl, 54-28. Just too much firepower for that Ocean Springs Greyhound offense.
Well, but you know, Pearl's, you know, been up and down this year. They've won some games big, they've lost some games big. Where does this put them for next year? I mean, are they losing a lot of these kids, or are they getting everybody back?
No, they lose pretty much everything. It was the skill position players, and the defense was very, very senior heavy. So it's definitely going to be a rebuild in the future. They started off so well this season, but, man, the last three games, I don't know, just – injuries, and it's just that the wheels came off the last three games against Oak Grove, Brandon, and Ocean Springs. Granted, those are all fantastic teams. They're all very, very talented.
Yeah.
But it was a rough go of it these last 3 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a program, though, that's got a lot of tradition, and, you know, they'll be in the weight room pretty quickly and get back out there. But tough one to go out on tonight. You knew how – yeah. People up here, Greg, they don't know how good Ocean Springs is because we don't hear much about them. But to your point, someone's going to have to deal with these guys.
Well, and wait till you see this kid. You're going to hear a lot about him. It's their quarterback, Brayson Hubbard, who is only a junior. I think coming into it tonight, he had thrown for 1,700 yards, and then he ran for another 800 yards.
So
and I think he accounted for like 39 total touchdowns coming into tonight.
True.
He is super, super talented.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people. You talk to a lot of people. They'll tell you Ocean Springs, they'll pencil them into the finals. We will see. But, hey, we appreciate the report, Greg, and appreciate you making us part of your Friday night. Make sure you stick this number in there so you can come out of the shoot next year.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm so excited because it typically the second round, Pearl didn't get it done tonight, but Region 3 usually dominates the second round versus Region 4. And how about Oak Grove, Brandon, and Warren Central all advancing for a shot to win that South State. So, you know, congratulations. I know Brandon and Oak Grove were expected. Warren Central's a very good team. That's going to be a great run.
It really is. It really is. Hey, Greg, thanks so much, man. Have a good holiday season, and we hope to see you soon.
All right, gents. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Flynn from Pearl. It is what it is. I mean, you're going against the team in Ocean Springs. We don't hear a whole lot about them up in North Mississippi or Central Mississippi. But, boy, they just – of course, Jeff Hager's going to be along after the top of the hour. He can talk about them.
Yeah, I think the only – you know, that the first game that they played against Clinton, I think it was a double – they lost in – Clinton lost to them in double overtime. And I don't really know that they played a game that was necessarily that – anywhere near that close the rest of the way out.
I don't remember.
I mean, they're 11-1 or 11-0. And as he said, the 6A South bracket is Brandon and Warren Central, and then Ocean Springs and Oak Grove.
That's two good ball games next week. That'll be a
really
fun game. Let's go to the telephone. Tommy Barnhart joins us now with Jackson Academy. Tommy, we were kind of going back forth, peeking into your ball game tonight. Looked like the Raiders played really solid football for the first half and kind of ran out of gas in the second half.
Yeah, Russ, it was really kind of deja vu from the regular season matchup with MRA. It was back and forth first half. Actually, MRA jumped out to a quick 10-0 lead tonight. Jay answered with a Tate Collins 75-yard bomb to Dakota Jordan to cut it to 10-7. Both teams, it was 17-14 MRA with about a minute left in the first half. We had them deep in their own territory. First down, we get a sack. Defense kind of relaxes, and you know the MRA way of things.
Yep.
Those went over the top to Davis Dalton.
Yep.
80 yards later, 24-14. And to kind of the double whammy of that, Russ, is we get the kickoff second half, drive straight down the field, get. And, of course, keep in mind, it's still 24-14.
Right.
Drive straight down the field. We inside the five. Tate Collins puts it on the ground. MRA recovers and goes about 95 yards in six plays. And then the rest of the city bars the door.
Well, they're good.
52-14 was the final tonight.
How much?
52-14 was the
final. Wow. See, I didn't get another report after it was 30-14. But, you know, a good season for the Raiders, and Lance will have them back. But now you lose Marcus Harris and you lose Dakota. Is that correct?
Yes, and Tate Collins.
And Tate Collins.
Max Walenta. It'll be a pretty bunch rebuilding year for the Raiders on Sheffield Drive next year.
It sounds like going to be a rebuilding year in a lot of places. Hey, Tommy, thanks for coming on with us and making us part of your Friday night and staying up with us. It's guys like you that help make this show what it is. And we just appreciate you calling and your friendship as well.
Appreciate you, Roy.
Thank you, Tommy. All right, so J.A. out, prep out, MRA in, Hartfield in.
Yeah, MRA plays Hartfield. It's next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Over here, well, right across the road here.
Yeah, at MC.
At beautiful Robinson-Hale Stadium.
That's right. I'll tell you what, that's going to be a slobber knocker. I'm going to tell you, they've got two running backs in that ball game that are going to make a difference. MRA, congratulations also to the Hawks as well. We'll take a timeout. We're going to head to the top of the hour here on Friday night on the lights. We will take a timeout, and we want to thank MPB Think Radio for carrying us this year again. Over a decade now they've done that, and folks, we really appreciate it when Mississippi Public Radio runs this show. We'll take a timeout, back with more in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, the second hour edition here. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Tonight's show made possible by the folks at Malone Roofing. They're more than just roofers because they're a part of your community. Before we get to a couple of guys, and I'm going to get to George on the scores, the Big Nasty checked in with us, Justin Smith, and he says the future's bright for Pearl football. The ninth grade team finished 5-2. The eighth grade team is undefeated and won the Little Six Championship. So you got some kids coming up on there, and won't be long before his son Garrett is putting that helmet on. So thank you, Justin, for that tidbit of information.
Hope always springs eternal, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a song in there somewhere.
There is a song
in
there
somewhere. All right, George, take over the scores and let everybody know who's doing what.
All right, do you want me to just do some of them or all of them, or what do you want here?
All of them, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go 6A first. Oxford defeated South Panola 35-28. Madison Central over DeSoto Central 42-7. Starkville over Hernando 63-21. South Haven edged Clinton 14-10. Brandon beat Harrison Central 39-13. Warren Central, one of the bigger surprises of the night, Warren Central beat D'Iberville 30-21. Ocean Springs 54, Pearl 28, Oak Grove 33, Gulfport 7. In 5A, West Point over Ridgeland 40-7. Vicksburg over Cleveland Central 25-3. Neshoba Central beat Lake Cormorant 27-24. It was Lafayette defeating Holmes County Central 43-16. West Jones edged Gaucher 31-28. Laurel over George County 59-20. Picayune 35, Hattiesburg 13. And Brookhaven over East Central 42-14. In 4A, Itawamba AHS over Ripley 30-9. Senatobia beat West Lauderdale 27-22. Louisville edged Clarksdale 16-12. Caledonia 27, Pontotoc 8. Mendenhall edged Macomb 21-20. Poplarville 28, Moss Point 18. Columbia over Bay 48-21. Newton County beat North Pike 38-20. In 3A, Kossuth over Yazoo County 27-14. Amory beat Independence 45-6. Winona 36, Noxubee County 8. North Panola 20, Aberdeen 6. Enterprise over Enterprise Clark beat McGee 21-14. Jefferson Davis County defeated Hazelhurst 40-16. Tylertown 20, Union 8, and Raleigh over Morton 43-27. In 2A, East Webster beat East Union 34-31. LaFleur County 12, Northside 6. Charleston over J.Z. George 42-6. Baldwin over Choctaw County 30-14. Kemper County edged Velma Jackson 18-16. It was Newton beating Pisgah 48-14. Scott Central beat Lake 54-25. In 1A, Tupelo Christian Prep over West Tallahatchie 45-0. McEvans over Smithville 32-0. Biggersville edged South Delta 28-24. Simmons shut out Okolona 66-0. West Lowndes 40, Richton 6. Taylorsville 31, French Camp 13. Bay Springs 48, Ethel nothing. And Lumberton edged Sebastopol 40-39. In MAIS, Class 6A, MRA over Jackson Academy 52-14. Hartsville over Jackson Prep 17-14. It was Capaya upsetting Leak in 5A 33-21. Heritage over Oak Forest 28-21. In 4A, Tri-County doubled up Greenville St. Joe 14-7. Kirk in an upset over Adams County Christian 16-7. And finally, in 3A, Greenville Christian over Central Holmes 52-6, and Canton defeated Centerville Academy 35-18. And of course, at the bottom of this hour, we'll have Joel with the
Crazy Eight,
which is the 2A and 1A in MAIS. So we'll look forward to that.
Well, one of the bigger upsets of the night, I think, is Warren Central, and Jared Schatz joins us now on Friday night on the lights. Jared, a couple of weeks ago, you said that this team was starting to click on all cylinders, and apparently you're exactly right, because no one would have penciled Warren Central to be playing next week.
No, guys. Good to talk to you tonight. The biggest thing is this team has been playing playoff football for 2 months. The fact that they really had their backs against the wall, could not lose after an 0-3 start in district, it's big what they've been able to do. And then they come on the road, a hostile environment tonight. You know, hats off to Iberville. Their fans showed up, and they showed out. It was loud in that stadium. Warren Central took the opening drive, and they marched right down the field, guys. It looks like, you know, Warren Central was in good hands. Their quarterback, Jack Wright, the junior, he's going to be a really good quarterback. He's played some good ball this year. He gets hit. The football tumbles on the ground. They pick it up and score. So before we've ever seen the Wheaton Tea offense, they're already up 7-0. The guys never blinked. The defense only really gave up one big play in the game on a 4th-and-9 that those guys from DeIverville scored on. Warren Central was down 14-13 at halftime, but they end up winning the ball game tonight 30-21. Defense was lights out. Brandon Gillum, the kicker, he has been outstanding this year. Just about every kick he kicks off just about goes into the end zone for a touchback. He had 2 40-plus-yard field goals tonight and was 3-for-3 for field goals on the night. He was outstanding. But, yes, this team is clicking. They're hungry. They believe in each other.
Josh Morgan was very emotional. You could see with his body language on the other side of the field. Warren Central is, they're playing with house money right now. They've got Brandon next week and a game that, you know, they got handled pretty good early to start district in. They'll be looking for revenge. Nothing to lose next week.
Well, it's going to be a great semifinal. And where is that game? Is it at Brandon? Or is it at Warren Central?
It's at Brandon. Yep, at Brandon.
Well, you'll be calling a game in a very nice facility. You know, Josh Morgan, you're talking about the emotional side of Josh. Josh, of course, was a great player. And I think these kids are where they are right now because they're a reflection of the way he coaches, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, I was talking to Brandon Davis, who does an outstanding job on PA and helped out with radio tonight. And it's all about this coaching staff. We think this is one of the better coaching jobs they have done. Look, they did not look like a very good football team to start district play. 0-3, they just were sloppy. It was very uncharacteristic of a Josh Morgan and Warren Central team, but boy, have they pulled it together. They've been outstanding lately.
Well, that should be a really good one next week, Jared, and I know we'll be wanting to talk to you after that ball game. And, you know, hats off to you because I've been in that D'Iberville Stadium for a ball game. It's loud and they're proud down there.
Absolutely. The Tomahawk Chop, just like the Atlanta Braves, is pretty intimidating, guys.
Well, a good job tonight on the report, Jared, as always. And by the way, we need to tell the people, are you handling the state championships again?
Yeah, we will have all the state championships on. Very excited about it. Ben Ingram, you know, Mississippi native.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta Braves radio announcer. He'll be with us. Josh West. Jake Wimberly is going to have an all-star broadcast crew, and we'll have all six games.
Sounds like it, and you do a great job with it. And, you know, the thing about it is, Jared, there's so many of those afternoon games, there's so many people that can't get to the stadium, and it's really great that you're able to provide that broadcast for them. So we want to say hello, goodbye to you, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All righty. Let's go to John Marcus Duncan, who has been holding on the telephone. And, John Marcus, I was just telling George that one of the drives that Hartfield had tonight was 19 plays, 80-something yards, and it took 9:02 off the clock. And that, to me, was the ballgame.
That's one of the more impressive drives I've seen around high school football. But, yeah, they got the ball midway through the third quarter, and – after Prep had kicked a field goal to go up, 13-10, and 19 plays, 80 yards, ate up 9 minutes of the clock, and just Prep just couldn't get off the field. They converted, I want to say, 3 fourth-down conversions on that drive. Kept moving the chains, and the touchdown was actually a 4th-and-goal from the 3-yard line, and that proved to be the winner. But you talk about an even game in the first half, as both teams. But their opening drives both got field goals. Their next drives both got touchdowns. It's 10-10. You go at halftime, it's 10-10, and both teams hit the upright on field goals. It's just like a mirror image of drives. And I know one of the stats too at the end of the first half, both teams had the same amount of yards, total yards in the first half. But you know, hats off to Hartfield. They did what they had to do with that drive, which proved to be the winning drive for them.
Well, it brings the Prep season to an end, and you know the bright spot for them is they got a lot of these skill players coming back next year.
Yeah, you know, you look at Paxton Thompson that, you know, didn't see the field much last year at all, and comes in and does a heck of a job at quarterback. You know, he had a really good receiving core, and Will Upton and William Laird, those guys did a heck of a job of going to get the, you know, catching the football. I feel sorry for these seniors. I know they're hurting. There's a great group of seniors. We know that they led this Prep program like seniors do at Jackson Prep. And we want to thank them for their contributions. And, you know, look forward to next year with this group of juniors.
Thanks, John Marcus. We appreciate the report. We appreciate you staying with us this year and letting us know what's going on in those games. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Take care, Russ.
All right, so Jackson Prep is out, and J.A. is out, and so the championship is next Saturday at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have the scores for you. Keep it right here.